Hello there. Shamir,
Evening.
I didn't get enough chance to go through your piece yet. Sorry. I gave the schmooze Shabbos. I had to prepare a schmooze. We also had Hannah Tower here. So it was a hectic Shabbos. So usually Shabbos is when I have time to learn. But when I give a schmooze, I can't learn.
That's good. The Baruch Hashem, the Talmidim get a very good quality schmooze.
Yeah, they had Baruch Hashem. They had a very nice schmooze. I think it was a nice schmooze. I hope so. I think it was a good schmooze. Mishpat is not such an easy part to say schmooze on, but okay. All right. Anyway, we got time to start. I don't remember exactly where we left off, if we left off somewhere. But so maybe if someone wants to remind me, otherwise I'll just assume where I think we left off.
And
We're
we're up to the
supposed to talk
Abdulun.
for the odd name of them. Okay. Basically, what we thought, I think what was, but I don't know if we want to in the we read we read the Sharmel, right? We read the Sharmel. So what's somewhat strange, besides that the Sharmel quotes the Parsha Drachim. So the assumption is, seems he probably he had the Parsha Drachim, quotes him. So he says that in light of the fact that the Gemara seems to say in Bada Lokano, or by the Parsha's drama talk about Bechayve so it's about Bechayve. The Gemara is pretty clear that it's in Bada Lokano. So he's saying, how could there be no Isser Eishes Ach? If there's no Isser Eishes Ach, it doesn't make sense why it should be the din in Bada Lokano. That's basically his kasha. So he's asking that kasha on the Marsha. He's also asking the kasha on the Sharmel, right? That's what he basically says. He says, where is this? The words, Adam Avur, the man, the Amar, Ena Polteris, Havilah Yeshu, Sach, Mitzvah, Bikaritz, Vakonic Lao. So he's attacking both the Marsha and the Sharmel. So we did not understand. I think this is one of our problems. I don't remember. Sorry, but I think we that Bishlam of the Marsha. Okay, that I hear he's attacking, because the Marsha says Beferish that it popped her as herself. Marsha says, because the Marsha makes a dig in the Gemara, that they're only arguing about the Tzara, but she herself is Pater, which means that she herself doesn't need Chalitza. So good. So then he has a valid kasha on the Marsha that, okay, if you're saying that she herself doesn't need Chalitza, so then it's why is it called in Bada, why is the Gemara called that in Bada Lokano? Because Abba Lokana is only talking about herself. So that I get. But why is he attacking the poor Sharmelech? Sharmelech never said he agreed with the Marsha. He
Parshas
said,
Drachim.
what?
Parshas Drachim.
Parsha Drachim, right? Why is he attacking the Parsha Drachim? Thank you. Parsha Drachim never said he agreed with the Marsha. After all, the Karnei Re'eim, Kupa says that the Marsha is not logical. That Karnei Re'eim, Pashup Shah is attacking him, is Svara, is that since the Marsha says Beferish that there's no Mitzvah Yibum, Marsha say seems to say Beferish, that we had this Chakira, whether this was a very important Chakira, whether when someone can't do a mitzvah, but there's a halachic reason why Hashem doesn't want you to do the mitzvah, does Hashem give you the mitzvah? Do we say, listen, you get all Taryag mitzvahs, because everybody gets all the Taryag mitzvahs, and then you get a Pturaynes. Or no, if there's you get a personalized tarayak mitzvah. If Hashem doesn't want you to do a particular mitzvah, then you don't get the mitzvah. So the Marsha seems to say pretty clearly that you do not have the mitzvah yibum, because he says that when you do it, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah yibum. So that seems pashut just because there is no mitzvah. So the Kari Reim says on the Marsha that if you're not fulfilling a mitzvah yibum, so then it makes no sense why it's mefkiyah the zika, because it's a zika's yibum. You didn't fulfill mitzvah's yibum. How does not doing continuing without fulfilling mitzvah's yibum be mefkiyah zika? So what's the so in other words, so we don't understand what was the Sharamela kash on the Parshas Drachim. Why can't the Parshas Drachim simply defend himself by saying, listen, I hold to the Karni Reim Svara, and therefore it's considered I hold the Karni Reim Svara that if there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not going to pater yourself, and therefore it's called the Bala Lokanu because you still need chalitza. The Marsha, the Shar Melech is clear that if you need chalitza, it's called the Bala Lokanu. So what was this, to say that kasha, that was the question we asked. To say it in a different way, it would mean like this. The question is, why does the Marsha, so to speak, argue with the Karni Reim? So we were assuming that avada the Karni Reim is a pashtus in Svara, and the Marsha is only coming out to this really wild revolutionary chiddush because he has a diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara, and that forced him to saying what he says. But obviously, if you don't have such a diuk, then anybody who doesn't go raise the Marsha's diuk would say like the Karni Reim. And therefore, since Rashi, the Maaseh, the Marsha himself admits that Rashi doesn't hold of his diuk, so Avada Gavus, the Pashas is like the Karni Reim, and even the Marsha would have admitted that the parashas is like the Karni Reim, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah yibum, because in Svara the Karni Reim is right. The Marsha came out to some radical chiddush, which we don't know what it was even. We don't have trouble understanding. But it's only because of the hechra from the Gemara that the Gemara is mashma patris herself. But if you don't have that hechra, which according to Rashi you don't have that hechra, because Rashi doesn't hold it as diyik. So there's no reason to say such a crazy svara, radical svara. But you see, from the Shara Melech, not like that. The Shara Melech he's going on the offensive. He's attacking the Parshas Drachim. He's attacking the Parshas Drachim with the Marsha svara. But since you're kinda, so it's mafkia zika. So that means that he's taking on as a davar pashut that even when you're not mekayim mitzvah yibum, and the Shara Melech holds that it's not a kinyan yibum, also the Shara Melech, and we continue, I'm not sure if we read it further or not, but he says beferish that you're only kinyan if you have ratzon. So the Shara Melech is talking about a kinyan kedusha, not a kinyan yibum. So the Shara Melech is mamish pliat tzumah. He's talking about a kinyan kedusha, not a kinyan yibum, and he feels it's a svara mukhrachas that should be mafkia zika. And the only way to explain why it's not mafkia zika is because it's an issur reishis hach. Like, why is that such a svara pshuta? I don't know. Do we have this Friday through Wednesday? We did? Yeah, Shamir said
Yeah,
yes.
Rebbe said
Okay.
last week that in the Parshas Drachim that Bishlama on the first side that we would think it's the Eishes Ach that makes Baal Kanu, right? If there's an Eishes Ach, I mean that would be the Pashtus is this Eishes
Well,
Ach
it
somehow
is in
does it.
Eishes Ach, and of course it's in Bala Lokana.
But what's the order of operations? So first I say Eina say Doichelus Seva say, and then the Eishes Ach comes back, or the Eishes Ach. In other words, we somehow understand how the system works because it's not inherent, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you makes, I don't think it makes any difference. Once there's an Eishes Ach, whether it comes first or second or third, if there's an Eishes Ach, you can't be in Bala Lokana.
So I'm saying to the other side to which he says that there's no Eishes Ach, right? So now
Because the Eishes Zach, again, Rebbe said we don't care about the order of operations here, right? So in a say doichalos say, right? We do know that there's something called that the Tfisa's Kedushin Ba'alma. We did have such a concept, Ramban. So why is the Shah Melch going against that whole world? Forget about
What does Kedushin do? So what if you have Kedushin? But how is Kedushin going to take off Zika? There's a mitzvah to do Yibum. The Zika is for the sake of Yibum. You're not doing Yibum. You're doing Kedushin. You're not fulfilling mitzvahs Yibum. It's pretty. The Marshal says beferish,
No,
you do
that's
not
different.
fulfill the mitzvahs Yibum. The Chayyur, the Shaar HaMelech also obviously holds you don't fulfill mitzvahs Yibum. Because he says you're kind of kinyan kedushin. You're not kind. If you fulfill the mitzvahs yibum, then you would be kind of a kinyan yibum. So the Marsha and the Shaar HaMelech are both pretty much beferish that you're not fulfilling the mitzvahs yibum. You're not fulfilling the mitzvahs yibum. You're not being kind of a kinyan yibum. You're being kind of a kinyan kedushin. So why in the world would we say that a Kenyan Kedushin is Mafkia Zika? There's no stira between a Kenyan Kedushin and a Kenyan and a Zika.
So
They're
I
two
thought that the
different types of
Kenyan,
marriages, so you're
right? So
married two ways.
I thought that we learned that the Kenyan Kedushin doesn't tell me that. The Kenyan Kedushin tells me to we apply the pasuk of Yevimto, and that tells us that there is chalitza. Now this person went ahead and did Yibum, so we said, so maybe that's the pasuk that says there's no Yibum, no Kenyan, but there is chalitza. In other words, the Kenyan Kedushin is what tells me that there is a Zika. There has to be a Zika because there's a Zika for chalitza. She's not potter, there's no Eishes Zach
There's a
here,
Zika for Chalitza, but
right?
not a Zika for Yibum.
Right, so the pasuk we said the pasuk maybe knocks it out and said that's why it's bala lo ikanu. It's not without an eishes
No,
achlu.
no,
The
no, no. I don't sound like it. I'm sorry.
same pasuk that told me that she's the zika for chalitza. Why should be zika for chalitza? Because it's tefisas kedushin. That's the only reason why the zika for chalitza, right?
Right.
Yevimto or something, right? So that same exact mechanism is telling me bala lo ikanu.
What a low Kanu?
Correct, balu
Why
and
bottle
balu
low
lo
condo?
ikanu. Because we only want the Zika for Chalitza. We do not, at the same exact second that we're saying that we were very happy with Chalitza, we're very unhappy with Bias Yibum. It's not for this lady.
Right, okay, so bottle low condo.
Right? So,
That's right, so that's what we're asking.
even without, so why does the Shaar HaMelech say that it has to be because Eishes Zach? Maybe it's because of the Pasuk. I'm asking me, why is the Shaar HaMelech saying that it has to be because it's an Eishes Zach? And that's what's stopping it. Maybe the pasuk itself, the only reason why we have a pasuk, right? It's a chiddush hakara to say it's
But
chalitza.
you're saying the Shaar HaMelech is shver?
Yes.
I'm also saying the Shaar HaMelech is shver.
Rebbe's just saying he doesn't understand it. Why is he saying, why is the Shaar HaMelech starting up with everybody? I thought there's
No,
that.
no, no. I'm saying the Shaar HaMelech is shver because the Shaar HaMelech assumes that there should be no Zika. The Zika should go off. And I don't understand why the Shaar HaMelech assumes that it's muchloch that the Zika goes off. What you're saying is something different? I don't know. But the Shaar HaMelech is attacking the Gemara says in Bado Lo Kanu, which means that the Zika doesn't go off. The Shaar HaMelech says this does not make any sense. The Zika should go off. According to you, the Parashat Drachim is Mukhrok, the Zika should go off. So we're asking why in the world, if you're not doing Yibum, you're doing Kinyan Kedushin, why? And there's no Mitzvah Yibum, and there's no Kinyan Yibum, so there's no Shaychus to Yibum, there's no Mitzvah, and there's no Kinyan. So, what magical formula are you taking off Zika? Elamai, you say, because Kinyan takes off Zika. Like, where did you get that from? Where did you pick up this magical, you say, that Kinyan takes off Zika? Where did it come from? Who told you? By Yibum, there's no Zika because Yibum takes off Zika because it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But where do you get to say that Kinyan takes off Zika? Why Kinyan Kedushin takes off Zika? Mehechik.
Where Rebbe said it, Rebbe just said in Bali Lokanu, it says in Balukanu. The Kash,
The parsha is drachim. The Gemara says in Balo lo kano.
has balukano.
The Gemara says that by chayve lavin vaaseh, the din would be in
Which is
Balo lo kano.
it just doesn't pass to the tsar. We don't know for sure, but it doesn't.
The Gemara uses that lashon of in Balo lo kano. The Gemara
The
quotes a brisa.
law and everything is in Balu Kanu. The Gemara has a kasha in Balu Kanu.
The Galashan of the Gemara is the Gemara quotes a brisa by Chayve Lavim. How Chayve Lavim, I say. And the
Right.
Gemara says that according to Rava, the brisa says in Balo Kano. And the
Right.
Gemara says that according to Rava, that's not true. The din should be, it should be in Balo Lo Kano. Because so what the Gemara is saying, that whenever the din is, that ain't essay doichalosa say, whether it's because of Rava's din of Efshir Nekayim Shneim, or because ain't essay doichalosa vasein, Rasha clearly says they're exactly the same, the din should be that in Bado lo kano. Frack the, that that's the
From
right?
that kasha, that it must be that there's an Eish HaSach. That kasha proves that there's an Eish HaSach. Because if there's no Eish HaSach, then that kasha is not is a fail.
Because if there's no Eish HaSach,
Then
so
that's a bad kasha.
there's no Eish HaSach, so the Parshas Drachim has a kasha, so the Parshas has a kasha. If there's no Eish HaSach, we should say it's in Balo Kano,
Right, the
because
kasha.
because it should be take off the Zika's Chalitza. So the problem we have is that why should it be in Bado Kano, if there's no mitzvah yibum, and you're not doing a kinyan yibum, you're only doing a kinyan kedushin. So why does the Parshas Drachim assume, not Parshas, the Shaar Melech, assume that a kinyan kedushin, which is not fulfilling the mitzvah yibum, and not doing anything, nothing to do with yibum? So why does he insist that that takes off Zika, to the point that he's even asking Akasha on the Parshas Drachim? In other words, it the Shaar HaMelech is the exact opposite of the Karnei Re'eim, right? That's really what it comes out. The Karnei Re'eim looked at the Marsha, and the Marsha claimed he had a Hechruch from the Lashon and the Gemara. And the Karnei Re'eim says, yeah, very nice. You have a Hechruch Shmechruch, but it makes no sense. It's illogical. Can't say such a thing. And the Shaar HaMelech, Pumfaker, when he goes ahead and he attacks the Parshas Drachim, that what the Marsha says is Muchruch, so to speak, and therefore you don't make any sense. So that the, you know, that he doesn't even hear that there is an option that you could say like the Karnei Re'eim. The Karnei Re'eim is totally illogical, impossible to say. So where does the Shaar HaMelech get that from? That the Shaar HaMelech gets as a Dover Pashut, that Kenyan, even a non-Yibamdika Kenyan, is Mafkia Zika. Where does he get that from? Right, that was our question. Shamir says we asked it Wednesday. I don't remember because I don't remember over a whole week ago. But I
Yeah,
know I asked it by other share. So
we didn't dig into the point. We didn't dig into the point that the Shaar HaMelech holds its Torah's Kedushin per se, but we did point out the issue that he's.
That just makes it even we I mean the okay this definitely makes it even more schwer. I mean the Marsha says Beferish has no mitzvahs yibum, so the Chayyur of the Shaar HaMelech should have been able to hear that there's no mitzvahs yibum, but he but it's Yimukloch even the Shaar HaMelech, because the Shaar HaMelech says because when he comes to answer this question he wants to answer it because in Baal HaKano is Masra, right, even Bal Korcho. And you're only, I would only say you're kind of the Ratzin. So that means that he's talking about a Kenyan Kedushin, not a Kenyan Yibum. So he takes that as a Dabur Pashat, that a Kenyan Kedushin, which is not fulfilling Mitzvah Yibum, because you obviously don't fulfill Mitzvah Yibum with a Kenyan Kedushin. And it says, no Kiyum Mitzvah, no nothing, no Shaychus to Yibum, you did Kedushin. And that is, in other words, his basic answer is, Lo Yisroel, you would have done Kedushin, it would be Mafkiyah the Zika, but the Lashon of Baal HaKano is mashmah that you're Kano even without Ratzin. And it's only, you're only Kano to be with Ratzin. So you have to have Ratzin. In other words, it's only if you have Ratzin, you have a Kenyan Kedushin, then it's Mafkiyah Zika. But a Baal HaKano is matching without Ratzin, right? I don't remember if we read that inside. We did read that. That's in that the next paragraph, Amnon. So that means that he's clearly talking about a Kenyan Kedushin. So it's that the Shaar HaMelech is taking on as a Dover Poshet, undeniable. And that happens to be, if you read the Shaar HaMelech inside, which that much I did do over Shabbos a little bit, that the Shaar HaMelech at some point says this. Maybe you could say this to defend the Parshas Drachim, but it's like, you know, it's like it's not an answer, you know, that he's mechadesh to say it to defend the Parshas Drachim, which is still okay. So at least he thought of the possibility, but to us, it's like the Karni Reim is saying it's a pashtus. It's you can't hear anything else. Karni Reim says it's not logical that a Kenyan Kedushin can be mafkia zika. And here the Shaar HaMelech is going on the offensive, and he's saying, I can't understand the Parshas Drachim because if there's no Isereshes Och, then why in the world is an Avodah Lo-Kano? You got a Kenyan Kedushin. That's your Mafkiyah Zika. Okay, then at the end of the piece, like 20, you know, if you look in the Sefer, like five paragraphs later, he says this Svara, that maybe since you weren't kind of a Kenyan Yibum, it can't, it's not Mafkiyah Zika. All right, so what do you people say? Anything? I'm sure Shamir has a whole Torah for
No,
us.
again, I had pointed out that if we follow the language of the Marsha, that he's invoking Kevin, he's invoking his understanding of that Yesod.
Yeah,
And you look at Tosfos on Ha,
that
if you
you
look at
say
Tosfos as well,
that.
it's not totally in the mitzvah, it's
But
applicable.
Kivin Shalaka, Pashib Shad, is Laka is going on the mitzvah's
But again, Tosfos
Yibum.
is.
Maybe
Tosis
take.
medamet. Tosis on chaf and mebeis is medamet to a kohen head yot she iris tit shekidet she nasa an almana and then he be nismanalios kohen gadol that the head just like the heter he has there continues. Tosis considers that applicable to the heter of lach hanashlish lachol davar. So I'm not.
I don't know. I'm not. But Parshib Shat, I can't without looking inside him. But Parshib Shat, the pasuk of Kivin Shalaka, Nazish Gol Dover, is that word Laka is going on Yibum. So the go ahead and to assume that it's not going on Yibum, that and to any time, you know, the word Laka in the Torah. If the Lakhan is talking about Mitzvah's
I
Yibum.
got you, but I guess what I'm saying is that Tosos, who I mean, I understand it requires Ian in that earlier Tosos, but if Lachar are Ian in that earlier Tosos, it comes out that there is a Yesod that's applicable to Stam Nesuin of a Kohen Hedyot that's Nismana to become a Kohen Gadol, then it's reasonable for the Marsha to apply it to Kedushin to a Yavama as
You read
well.
that from Kimin Shalaka? That's
Again, you have to ma'ayan that Tosos. I was ma'ayan in the Av Beis Din of Prague in the times of the Noda Yehuda 14 years ago, who makes applications from that Tosfos to
Okay. All right. I'm not offhand. Okay. I mean, it could be. You're right, but I wasn't. I can't tell you.
Again,
But.
people stoned me, but I'm just I the mice I was you know there is what to ma'ayan in that Tosos on
Okay.
Chafen Beis.
Bad people stuff. Looks like you survived.
Oh, yeah, I survived.
Okay.
I survived a lot of skilas.
You survived today. I had my best chabura survival story is I said a chabura on a Shar HaMishpat. And it was somehow, it was the middle of Tzuvis, but it somehow it was getting into the sugya, it was the Reuven to Dvaran. And I wanted to prove from the Shara Mishpat that he held to some very chiddush in the sugya Dvaran Shevelev. So in the middle of the Chabura, Rav David Harris, who was then a was still in the he was still he was the head of the Kotel then. And he was the head of the principal of the high school in the Kotel. So he gives a clap in the middle of the Chabura, and he tells me, he says, there's a Beferish Shara Mishpat that says the exact opposite of your Yisai. So, okay, listen to that, you know, listen, I have no Bekiyas in Shara Mishpats. I worked my Chabura on one Shara Mishpat, probably the only Shara Mishpat I ever learned in my life. And Harris has some Bekiyas in Shara Mishpat. So he asked him, where? He said, right here, if you'd bother reading it. That was, that was typical. I don't know if he's still as sharp as he used to be, but that was his line. He said, if you bother reading it, it's right here. The Farish against you. And
Did Rebbe get out of it?
I don't, yes, I think so. Wasn't so with Farish. I don't know. You know, just the way he said, he didn't say it's a dig in the lush and it's psychic a little bit. He gives a clap on the table. There's a favorite Shara Mishpat. Says again. Anyway, so that was good old days. Okay.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I
so
mean,
let's get
with
back.
ha happens to be with that Tosos on Chof and Beis, I set a pretty negative tone with my chaburas for Yavamas with my chaburas, so.
Okay, let's get back here. So
What are the
what I the
plashes?
only thing I was thinking is that we have a din. That there are cases when you do Yibum and you're not fulfilling a mitzvah's Yibum. And for example, according to some Rishonim, obviously not Taisus, but maybe the Ritva says it beferish on Chof Amud Beis, if you do Bia without Hakamas Shem, if you do Ha'ara. So Taisus on Chof Amud Beis says, that once you do Ha'ara, the Gemara says, Zera Bia Rishayna Ato Bia Shnia. Taita says, Bia Rishayna is La'av Dafka, but it's Gezera Ha'ara up to Gemara Bia. Because once you did Ha'ara, you fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, you can't even do Gemara Bia. That's what Taita says. But the Ritva over there disagrees. And the Ritva says that since you know Hakamas Shem with Ha'ara, so you don't get the so you're allowed to go ahead and finish the bia because the essay you don't get the essay until you do the far gemara bia. So that means that the Ritva is saying beferish, and a pashas that would come out from the Ritva too on Chafam that with the bia without a hara is mafkia zika. Even though you don't fulfill the mitzvah until you have a Hakamas Shem. Because you're even allowed to continue. Chai ve'lavim, the Ritva said by Chai ve'lavim, which you're using the system of Essay Doicha Losa to say, you're allowed to do Gemar Bia because you didn't get the essay yet. But yet everyone agrees that once you do Ha'ara, the Zika goes off. That's a Mefarish Adin. So what apparently it seems pretty clear. That at least in the Ritva, that the Zika can go off without Kiyum Mitzvah. I would say the same thing. Of course, it's very unclear, but I pashtus that there's a Mishnah. Everyone knows the Mishnah by Yavama is Kona Bein B'Shoyge Bein B'Meiv Bein B'Einis Bein B'Ratzin. Right now, what about the fact that Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? So that's a little unclear because it's somewhat unclear. When we say mitzvah srichas kavana, that's a giant sugya. But pashtus, we should say mitzvah srichas kavana by yibum, just like we say it by any other mitzvah.
I mean, again, that gets involved with Achilles Matzah, where
No, I
the
think that's
devil is
matzah,
right.
because okay, because it's nene.
So
Because it's
kenene, ken mis asik baraya shekenene. I mean, it's the same.
okay. All right. First of all, even Achilles matzah, the machlokes rishayim. You know, many rishayim hold that we don't. That's okay. I hear you're right. You're right. According to those rishayim that say that Achilles matzah, you don't need, you know, because in nene you don't need kavana, then maybe this would be true. But there's other rishayim that definitely don't agree by Achilles matzah. It's a machlokes here. So parshish according to those people, okay, we show here again, yeah, some rishayim. So according to the pashtus in many rishayim, at least, you should say mitzvah sriches kavana, and you're not yotzin a mitzvah. You did bia. You weren't mechaving. Obviously, you weren't mechaving the shei mitzvah, the shegeg mezid, oines rats. You had the wrong woman. You thought you didn't know she was a yavama. So you're not mechaving the shame mitzvah, even by, I'll take it back, I'm going to argue with you, Shamir, too. Even by matzah, it only works if you know it's Pesach. If you don't know it's Pesach, then it doesn't help. Pretty sure that is the halacha there. But here, even if you don't know that she's a Yavama, you think she's a different woman, it works. So that can't be the system of Nana. I never understood what the lamdas of Nana, how Nana works to make take off mitzvahs kavanah. But you have to know that it's that there's a mitzvahs matzah and there's a chiyuv and there's a I'm pretty sure it should, says that beferish there, that it's only if you know it's Pesach and you know that there's a mitzvahs matzah. But if you didn't know it's Pesach, you know there's a mitzvahs matzah, it wouldn't work. But here by Yibum. Yibum works in all cases as long as you're mechaveh in a shame bia. So how does it work? I mitzvah sriches kavana. So maybe it's them in the fun that you see that the zika goes off even without kiyum mitzvah. So the marsha, the Shar Melech is not so bad. He's saying, listen, I see by Yibum that the Torah says the Zika goes off even when you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Haraya, the when you be when you mekayim, when you do it without kavana the shei mitzvah, the Zika goes off. You don't get the mitzvah. Mitzvah sriches kavana. According to the Ritva, you didn't get the mitzvah because there's no hakama shame. The Zika goes off. So it must be that the Zika, taking off the Zika, is not totally on the Kiyum Mitzvah. Now you could say, so what takes off the Zika? So the Kinyan. So here, okay, it's still not example because you could say it's a Kinyan Yibum, but that already maybe he knows what's the difference if it's a Kinyan that takes off the Zika. If it's a Kiyum Mitzvah. So then that's you have to have Yibum, obviously. But if it's a Kenyan that takes off the Zika, so Mali Kenyan Yibum, Mali Kenyan Kedushin. Right? That's not such a crazy svara. What's the difference? If it's the Kenyan, if you see that the Kenyan is what takes off the Zika. So what's the difference? What caused the Kenyan?
They're fundamentally different kinyanim.
Yeah, but why, but the question is, why does Kenyan Kedusha Yibum take off the Zika? You have to like pull your beard and think of the Svara. What is this? What is it about Kenyan? If there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah, so why should Kenyan Yibum take off the Zika? Bishlam of your Mekayim the Mitzvah, I understand, because you fulfilled what the Torah wants. But if you didn't fulfill the Mitzvah, so why should Kenyan Yibum take off Zika? So it could be the Shar Melech, who's a Baal Havana. So he asked this question: why does Kenyan Yibum take off Zika? And he understood the answer has to be that Zika and Kinyanim are sort of like in Stira, that the Zika disappears when there's a real Kenyan. So memeda, the memeda, the mali kinyan yibo, mali kinyan kedushin.
Isn't I mean, the just one point, Rabbi, as far as the concept of mitzvah srichas kavana, I mean, pashut pshat would be just to say that you did the maisa mitzvah. You may not have had kavana, and you may not get credit for kiyum of the maisa mitzvah, but doesn't take away, no matter who you hold like that, it is the maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is for a yavam to be bold a yavama. You did that. You did.
I don't know that. That's you know. Highly debatable, because if you don't get the kiyum mitzvah, then pashas is not a maisa mitzvah. Well, you know, it's not so pashut to start making maisa mitzvahs without kiyum mitzvahs. There is some people, Rabbi Chanan has a svara with what you're saying. What you're saying obviously has merit. I'm not going to argue. But Rabbi Chanan says, because of your svara, you don't say mitzvah srichas kavan. Rabbi Chanan has a chiddush that when the mitzvah is the result, we don't say mitzvah sriches kavana. Just like we don't say mitzvah baba veira. In other words, by when the mitzvah is to bring about a result, priyavu, by priyavu, the Rabbi Chanan says, you don't say mitzvah sriches kavana, because we don't care about the action, we just want the result. We just want the result, then we don't need kavana. So, okay, so you could say.
Well, I'm really saying before that.
Svara, you could say that mitzvah yibum does not need mitzvah srichas kavana, because we only care about the result. And since you're getting the result, we don't care. But
many
many people don't agree with this, Rabbi Chanan. Minchas Nina says the same thing as Rabbi Chanan. That's true. But many people don't agree, including Pashtus of Chavetz Chaim in a few places, but that mitzvah srichas kavana, you know, I once learned this again. So ashtiko b'kiyus, I hope I have that. It's a big machlokes whether that the mitzvah is a result. Do we say mitzvah srichas kavana or not?
Maybe that's goofy in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah itself, it's saying that you don't need to have that's kavana l'shem the commandment. The mitzvah itself is telling me just
not?
That.
It's
like
rule.
Wipe out a molek. The guy says, I killed out a molek. I killed a guy. But wait, you didn't have in mind to do
Bashir.
No, I have in mind. Killing,
okay,
I'm killing.
I'm not arguing
again,
you.
Again, I don't mean to say that you. I don't mean to say that you.
That any time that the mitzvah is a result, so you, the mitzvah is to kill a molek, and we want the molek wiped out, so we don't care that you don't have kavana. That's Rabbi Chanan says.
No, I'm saying you are getting the mitzvah.
Time,
not a fucking mitzvah.
But the many people seem to disagree with him. Rabbi Chanan says that when you give, there's a Gemara. We don't want to go off our, you know, five fly through shots, because that we don't really do that. But there's a Gemara that you drop a money, and an ani finds it, so you get a bracha. So the shayla is, you didn't have kavana to shem mitzvah. So there are those people that say this idea that because since it's a result, the mitzvah is a result, that the ani should get money. You went ahead and you brought about that result. So we don't care that you didn't have kavana.
Rabbi, that's
but
the case.
The
people died. The people died in the Holocaust. Did they get
true.
Kiddush Hashem or not?
And in order to be yaitzei mitzvah staka, you have to have kavana. To be yaitzei mitzvah chesed, you have to have kavana. It says you get reward. Okay, so you get some kind of reward.
Isn't it clear that
the people who died in the Kiddush Hashem, they didn't get reward?
What?
No such thing as the Holocaust. They didn't get Kiddush Hashem. That was the famous thing. But they have to do. They have to think, make the bracha like that. They did the mice of Kiddush
okay,
Hashem.
So there's
is the mitzvah.
A machlekes. What can I tell you? There's a machlekes. If you do it, if the result comes about, but that's a gigantic machlekes in the svarim. Some people say Minchas Chinuch says, and I think Rabbi Chanan Vasserman says that if you're the mitzvah is the result. And you got the result, so you get a mitzvah even without kavana. But many other people, there are many people, many, many people who disagree and say, which is that there's no difference. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah, not the result. though they argue because results, Hashem makes the results, and every mitzvah is a ma'isa. The results would have happened without us, and that's not the mitzvah. So they learn that by every mitzvah, the mitzvah is a ma'isa or whatever it is, and that the you say mitzvah svichas kavana. You wonder what would they say about the Holocaust? Probably they would say it there too. I don't know.
Well, again, my point is not whether you get credit for the mitzvah or you don't get credit for the mitzvah. Sof kol sof, it is the ma'isa mitzvah.
I don't think, according to these people, they would say it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Pshat mitzvah svichas kavana, according to many people, is that you need the kavana to make it into a ma'isa mitzvah. That's what many people say, that the pshat mitzvah svichas kavana is you could be either blowing a trumpet or you could be blowing shofar. So you have to transform to turn this into a ma'isa mitzvah. You need kavana. So
isn't it clear that Yibam is different? That you make a kinyan. How do we ever see a kinyan? The fact that you're making a kinyan without das, doesn't that show that this funny mitzvah situation?
It doesn't mean you get the mitzvah. It means
Torah
goes ahead and says it's a special pasuk. The Torah says a kinyan Yibam you get without das.
So maybe it's a mitzvah.
But does that mean necessarily that you get the mitzvah?
If Rebbe's coming with a kasha, I mitzvah suchas kavana. But minei ube, you see, there's something very different going on. We're making a kinyan without any das.
Right. Why isn't the question is
mitzvah doesn't need das?
I'm just asking a question. What's mafkia the zika? So I'm saying that the shara melech. I'm coming defensive. Saying the shara melech looked at that din. That there's no obviously no kia mitzvah. So what's mafkia the zika? It must be it's a kinyan yibum. Torah made a special din that you're right. It's a special din that kinyan yibum doesn't need rotzen. There's a svara for that because isha hikna lo mina shamayim, whatever. That's far is because you're taking over the dead brother's ishus, whatever the reason for that, they give lots of Torah why it doesn't need rotzen. But a ma'isa yibum doesn't need rotzen, but you get a kinyan. But the chayra pashtes, there's no kiya mitzvah. So now when the Torah said that yibum removes zika, so you can't say it's a kiya mitzvah because. But in this case, there's no kiya mitzvah. So maybe I'm saying the same. This is where maybe the Shara Melech got his shita from. So he says the you see there's no you can't there's three choices. There's a kiya mitzvah, there's a kinyan yibum, or just am kinyan, right? So to say it's a kinyan yibum, the mitzvah. So I'm saying that maybe the Shara Melech held mitzvah sriches kavana, and in very often there's no mitzvah, and you still see zika goes off. To say it's Kenyan Yibum, that's what Reb Nosson Meltzer said. I have no right against it, but maybe he just holds that in Svara. What's so special about Kenyan Yibum? So therefore, he assumes that it's just Kenyan. And Kenyan and Zika, they're not opposites, but that you can hear that they're in steer to each other because since they're on the same plateau, so they. You know, I overwhelm you. I take you over. I'm a battle you because it's like I ride over you. You know, if the bigger guy comes in and he pushes out the little guy because he takes him over, he incorporates him. You know, you have a little Kenyan, I have a big Kenyan. So my big Kenyan takes over your little Kenyan. So that's how the Shara Melech understood. And so, in other words, so therefore he felt this mukhrach that Kenyan should be mafkia zika. Then to defend the parsha's drachin, he says maybe I can hear like the carne rain that only a Kenyan yibum is mafkia zika. Okay, but the pashtus says that Kenyan mafkia zika. There was a judgment Kenyan yibum and Kenyan kedushin. All right, I know that's the best I can do. Now the prank is much more confusing when we get to the Marsha because the mashal doesn't work so well, because if this is pshat how it works, so why doesn't it pass to the tzara? In other words, you get in the mashal. If this is the way Yivamo, by when you bob, Bamba Shaike, Bamba Mazin, Bamba Ainas, Bamba Rustin, it does pass in the Tzara. But over here, the Marsha says it doesn't pass in the Tzara.
Not because you didn't do a mitzvah, there is no mitzvah.
What?
Marsha says there is no mitzvah, not because you didn't
start doing
mitzvah.
I understand there's no mitzvah, but yet the Marsha says it patterns only your Zika. But it doesn't pater the Zika of the Tzara. So I'm saying, if the Marsha is agreeing to what I say, that Kenyan is Mafkia Zika, and he learns it out from Bebe Shoike, Bebe Meze, Bebe Ines, Bebe Rodson, then why in the world doesn't it pater the Zika of the Tzara? And am I that's not shot, and obviously that's not shot in Bebe Ines, Bebe Ines. Because over there must be different than over there. Over there it does pop to the Zika of the Tzara. So then where does he get to say that over here? In other words, let's say over there it popped as the Zika of the Tzara because it's a Kenyan Yibum, like Rabbi Meltzer was saying. So then where does the Marsha dig up that if he says a Kenyan Yibum, and only a Kenyan Yibum pops the Tzara? If you don't have a Kenyan Yibum, it doesn't pop the Tzara. So Mehechi Taisi is a Dover Pashat that a Kenyan Kedushin pops her own Zika. Like, where does he get such a funny thing from?
Maybe a wild Svara is that the Kenyan Kedushin, that when doing the Kenyan Kedushin for himself, whatever, so that could say that I want to use this overpowering Kenyan. But to say that for Yenin, that you can't do, because that's as far as I care.
But where does he get that from? The question is, where does the our question is,
because
where does the Marsha, where does he make this up from?
Because you can't have if I care this far, the guy can't be doing thinking he's doing lulav and he's doing or doing it for somebody else. These are if I care this far. It's much different plane than trying to accomplish something with a higher or more powerful. Certainly for themselves, and certainly in a higher way. When you're going along the flow, you want to do something else, fine. But you want to do for somebody else, or in a different mannerism. That's hechitiz is going to work for somebody else.
Okay, but it's like I always say, as far as the dime a dozen. So like, where does Masha get this from? Okay, and let's go further in the.
How can the Shalom Melech, if does the Shalom Melech know that this machlokes and that sugo not? If he knows the machlokes. And that, so the Rebbe's saying, and not everybody holds his opinion like Rebbe Chochan, the whole Lomdus, then how can he ask the cash on the Parshas Drachim from it? That's what I understand.
I don't know what he holds. I can't answer.
He can't say, I hold this way, so now I have a cash. How can you not hold that way?
It's not so bad to say he holds the like one side. Okay, anyway, let's go further. I'd like to read the next paragraph in the Avnei Miluim, because it's very, very Yisaitistic. So let's leave this. We'll leave this Inyan. I know, and let's continue. So we're up to, in the Avnei Miluim, we're up to the paragraph in Hine. Now there is the even though the Shar Melech, if you look in the Shar Melech inside, someone sent it to me. I don't remember who sent it. Thank you, whoever sent it. I forgot who sent it. Shamir, you sent it? Is your hand up?
Yeah, I was in Yeshiva. Okay, I took pictures.
So I appreciate it. But anyway, but the Maisa, the Shar Melech is very, he doesn't quote the whole Shar Melech, but he just quotes a little bit. But now he's talking himself. Hine. Now, this is the Avnei Miluim discussing the Shar Melech. Sefer Now means the Shar Melech. The Heichid of Rami Kame the Yibum, Machmas Isser Lav, O Essay, that when there's no, you're not supposed to do Yibum because of an Isser Lav meaning, and it's Efshir Nekayim Shneim, it's a little bit unclear the way it's written. So then if there's an Isser to do Yibum, then you're kind of Kenyan Kedushin. You can't be kind of ba'ines because there's no mitzvah yibum. In other words, the Shar HaMelech is assuming that once the din is, and we had this chakira, we had this big shayna, which we thought was like the major, a major shayna. Where we said it is a person with no hands, does he get a mitzvah tefillin? I think that's where we said it. Now, there's do we say that Hashem gives tarayak mitzvahs to everybody? You can't do it. Okay, that doesn't mean you get the whole package. Now you get a pturinus. Or no, the Hashem Tehor makes a mitzvah for each person. So the same thing, you're a Kohen Gadol. You can't do Yibum because it's a Tanis to this lady, because she's a lav essay. So do we say that you get a mitzvah Yibum? Or don't we say you get a mitzvah, or do we say you get a mitzvah Yibum? Because Hashem gives mitzvahs to everybody. You also get mitzvahs Yibum. Or do we say you don't get mitzvahs Yibum because Hashem knows it doesn't apply to you, so he doesn't give it to you, the mitzvah. So the Shar HaMelech apparently is assuming that there's no mitzvahs Yibum. Kivin d'lo rami kamei the Yibum, which I'm assuming means that there's no mitzvahs Yibum. So says the Amnei Meluim, lo nihiro, ani es daiti. To be Yivama, lo inem leka din kedushin, the ishes. You can't have Kedushin. The less than a Torah is Kedushin, cloud be Yavama. Because Kedushin never works by Yavama. In other words, even though the Eish is off, this is a get back into the Eish is off, Sugya, which is not, but the Eish is off, somehow or another, stops Kedushin, even though the Eish is off is removed. Can't go to Muka Yadze, Paragraph, become Leah. What the kind of memory going to be to Rabbanan? I am Shem the Kasa, the Nekagan Kedushin, the Eish is off. This gets into where we were doing more in Elo in the beginning of the year, whether it's Hutra or Dechia, but he's saying even if you learn it's Hutra, but it's only Hutra for the Gabi Yibum. So it's a very interesting Nuka Yaisei that the Eisha Zach. Even though the Eish HaSoch doesn't stop the Zika from coming, because even though usually we say Zika and Kores is in Stira, and in order for the Zika to come, you can't have an Eish HaSoch, but that's a Zika, that's because it's Hutra or Nitzra the Gabi Yibum. But the Gabi non Yibum, the Eish HaSoch is still here. Even though the whole Isser Eish HaSoch is a Isser Biha, and Yibum is Biha. So like that. So there's an Isser Eish HaSoch on Bia to stop Kedusha Kesef, right? Somewhat not so easy to hear, but that's in the Mukhei Yaisei.
Well, again, if you learn that Yibum is not Stam a relation, but rather it's certain stepping into the place of the brother, then there might be something. There might be a unique Bechina to that relationship that's not present in a Stam Kedusha.
Okay, but the Maisa. You're never going to be over an Eish HaSoch because whenever you have the only way you're over the Eish HaSoch is by doing Bia. And when you do Bia, you're doing Yibum because every Bia is Yibum. So it's because a Lumdisha Isser Eish HaSoch, which is practically speaking, you'll never be over, but that Lumdisha Isser Eish HaSoch goes ahead and stops Kedushin from being typeface.
Because Kedushin itself, because what is Kedushin?
The Rav Shimon Shkaps Chakira, whether the Isser Eish HaSoch, the Ein Kedushin Toysa B'chai Ve'arayis, is that a Simen or a Siba? So one of the stuff then was that it's a Siba, because the Torah doesn't give Kedushin to a woman you cannot be with. Because the whole essence of marriage is to have Bia. So if you can't have Bia, you can't be married. So here, I could have Bia. Because a ma'isa, if I do bia, it'll be evil. But in lamdis, sasher usham, there's an iser bia. So the iser bia in lamdisha iser bia stops kedushin from being typeface, even though practically speaking, you know, there's no iser. Okay, but let's keep reading. That's in the book of Yosef. I don't want to go up on it. The book of Yosef said, behold, the guy married going to be drabbon. She calls it like a guy in Kedushin. Teisha Zochi. Vatara lo iti rosa ala kisei dra mitzvah. Bia dik sibba. Aisha. Again, Zusha eisha thaw b'shom shin toise bo lahavo esay. Vadai lesa b'taras Kedushin. Kimin di eisha zochi ain't a b'taras Kedushin klau. V'leka gabeh la mitzvah skiba. They bia dik sibba. V'hoki hu dafshin klosa. V'kein inen the bo'ad ha'chakana. You're going to say that you're kana. Akorach abedaris yibum kana. So therefore it must be that you're kana abedaris yibum. Okay, okay, kamar. The Abba God, this by Yisrael Abba was saying, Kimin is rabbi lechitza. Alma, the Pogmin of Yisrael Shasach. Kimin is shaykh and gabay lechalitza. Okay, so the very interesting machlokes. I'm through that quickly. The very, 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 very fascinating machlokes between the Marsha, the Avnei Veluim, and the Shaar HaMelech. What happens if you have bia with a chai ve'lav nevaseh, assuming there's no Isser Eish HaSach? So they're both assuming that you're kaina, but the Shaar HaMelech is assuming you're kind of a Kenyan Kedushin. And therefore, you're only kind of a Kenyan Kedushin if there's Ratzin. Because Kenyan Kedushin needs Ratzin. The Avnei Meluim also has a you're kind of. But he's saying you're kind of, he says it can't be a Kenyan Kedushin because of this Nebuka Yaisef. That Kenyan Kedushin doesn't apply when there's an Eish HaSach. So he's saying it's not a Kenyan Kedushin, it's a Kenyan Yibum. Where do you get a Kenyan Yibum if there's no Mitzvah Yibum? So what does he say? If I can obey a Mitzvah Yibum idea, what is that should have closed? Okay, he had the body called out, called the terrorist, he even called, walking out of the cover, got this way, he said, Lava, I say, can I have these? I'm with the bug of the Israel, she's up. So does he mean what the $1 million question, which I'll leave you people to think about? The Marsha said the Farish in that piece. I think we read the Marsha on the Chaf Amid days. He says the Farish that by Chai Ve'lav Emasei, if you have beer with this lady, you did not fulfill the mitzvah yibum.
Wow.
Cloud, yes, thank you. The Shaar HaMelech also is assuming you're not fulfilling mitzvah yibum. That's pretty clear from the Shaar HaMelech, because he's saying that you don't have a Kenyan yibum. If you fulfill mitzvah yibum, l'chayra, you would definitely get a Kenyan yibum. So the question is, what I would like to know is the Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim, we just read, said that there is a Kenyan. And he says a Kenyan is a Kenyan Yibum. Now, does that mean that he argued with the Marsha and he holds that there's a Mitzvah Yibum? And he holds that you know, there's our Chakira of a person without hands. Does he have a mitzvah or not, fill it or not? And that's group of the machlokes between the Marsha and the Shaar HaMelech. Shaar HaMelech holds that this person doesn't get a mitzvah yibum because he can't do it, and therefore he doesn't get a kinyan yibum, And the Marsha says he does have a mitzvah yibum, and since he has a mitzvah yibum, he gets a kinyan yibum. So is the Marsha arguing and saying that there is a mitzvah yibum, and that's the machlokes achrayim? Or does the Marsha agree? I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. Wrong person. Does the Avnei Miluim hold? I'm sorry, thank you. That there's a mitzvah yibum. And that's why I argue with the Shah Melech. Or does the Avnei Miluim grant there's no mitzvah yibum, but he's being mechadesh that you can have a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum? Right? In other words, there's two different ways of saying what the nekudas of achlekes between the Marsh Avnei Miluim and the Shah Melech. You know, they're obviously arguing. There's two different machlokes in between them. They argue whether you can have a Kenyan Kedushin. Okay, that I'm not discussing. The Shah Melech says you can have a Kenyan Kedushin, and the Avnei Miluim says you can't have a Kenyan Kedushin. But they're also arguing whether you can have a Kenyan Yibum. So the question is, why do they argue? So the Shah Melech is obvious. Shah HaMelech holds he can't have a Kenyan Yibum because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. No Mitzvah Yibum, there's no Kenyan Yibum. The question is, why does the Avnei Miluim disagree? Does the Avnei Miluim disagree because he holds there is a Mitzvah Yibum? Or does the Avnei Miluim disagree because he holds that Kenyan Yibum is not totally a Mitzvah Yibum?
I mean, that'd be dochek to say he's blowing off the Marsha. Pashup Shadi is just disagreeing with the Shah HaMelech second teretz.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Question is, look at his lashon. Well, if it's any right from his lashon, I think there might have been and if there's not, so we'll just have to clear from Svara. That's okay. But those are the two studim. Is he, you know, there's the Shah HaMelech holds is no Kenyan Yibum. Marsha says there is. So why are they arguing? What is the, you know, what is the point? The nekudas amachlekes. It's always enjoyable things to do. I used to go. I told the guy Rav Abba Berman that this would be a perfect Rav Abba Berman. You have a machlekes between the Marsha and the Shah HaMelech. Whether there's a kinyan yibum, what's the machlekes Rav Abba Berman?
What about the Gemara says Balu Loi Kanu?
I can't hear you. Have to speak louder. I'm sorry.
Gemara says Balu Loi Kanu.
Yeah, I know. We're not trying to fix it here into the Gemara, but we're just that I don't know if they're arguing from the Gemara. That's Stam Akasha from the Gemara. The Avnei Miluim says it's a Kenyan Yibum. It's gonna be Shreya. What do they do with the Gemara?
That's what I'm asking.
But they seem to be a machlokes whether or not there's a Kenyan Yibum.
I understand. Obviously, Avnei Miluim has to deal with the Gemara. So either he holds the Gemara, doesn't hold that, or if he holds the Gemara, holds that, then obviously it's going to.
Okay. He might hold that there's the Gemara holds in Baal HaKana because it's an Isserei Shesach. And he's going to go back to the fact that the Parshas Drachim is shlugged up. Okay, I'm going to stop here. All right, Shukayach, everybody.
Be well. Good night.
Good night.